Small Biz Central.
The Brain.
Joining us for this segment on the Small Biz Brain is an expert in everything from mergers and acquisitions, business finance, debt and equity placements, succession planning, and exit strategies. Chris E. Tallis knows about all the vital issues surrounding middle market companies and those relating to your small business. He's the founder of Hedgerow Mergers and Acquisitions and currently a senior partner there. In this segment, we'll focus on some basic issues that come up for small business owners. Joining us on the line from Teaneck, New Jersey is Chris Tallis. Chris, welcome to the Small Biz Brain.
Happy to be here.
As mentioned, our plan is to cover some common issues that small business owners are concerned with. But before we get to some of those, and given your background in finance, as we sit together in November of 2008, I was wondering if you could share any insights that might put our current economic environment in a perspective that might be useful for the small business owner.
Well, you know, in these turbulent times, turbulent financial times right now, the small business owner is having, you know, some difficulty in gaining access to capital. And it's these days that are somewhat trying, and you need to be a little resourceful and try to come up with, you know, ways of being creative and trying to come up with maybe unconventional ways of raising capital. You know, your normal and traditional sources of financing is normally you go to your banks, but the banks have tightened things up, so the small business owner has to now try to be a little more creative and maybe go back to friends and family. Maybe if he has partners, they can go to do maybe a little private equity raise amongst themselves. Maybe there's an opportunity to bring in outside investors. And all this stuff is trying, and it's difficult, but it's proven, and there are ways to raise money out there that are not traditional.
Okay. So take it outside the box.
Yes.
So I know you have some tips and thinking and ideas around some common areas of concern for the small business owner, perhaps for the startup business. Let's explore these if we can, one at a time.
Sure.
How do you suggest an entrepreneur approach finding a law firm that's appropriate to their needs? I know you have some thinking around this.
Well, you know, a law firm is very important in the early stages, and you want to make sure that you interview a few firms and have a rapport and feel comfortable with that partner or the lawyer that's working in that firm. But you also want to make sure that they do know how to that they do work with corporate law and small business law, because there are many different areas that you're going to need them in those early stages. Let's say for contracts, maybe if you're going to open up a retail spot, maybe it's for a lease,
yeah.
Employment agreements. But you want the focus to be towards a lawyer that works with small business.
Okay. The other side of the spectrum for small business, of course, in the startup stage is the locating the right accountant or CPA. What kinds of questions should a startup entrepreneur be asking a CPA or accountant?
Well, again, you want someone that's going to work with a small business, that they have experience in startups, that they know what's involved in that startup in forming the entity, in getting a tax identification number, in setting up the books and records and charts of accounts, and knowing all the taxes that could be specific to your industry, as well as the standard taxes like sales taxes, use taxes, yeah. Payroll, franchise and income tax, things like that. So you want to make sure that this is an accountant that knows how to work with small business and understands the ramifications of a startup.
Chris, what are your thoughts on choosing an appropriate structure for a business entity at the startup stage?
Well, you know, getting that right structure is important from the start. The two general choices right now that most small business owners will go after would be the limited liability company or a corporation. I mean, they could go the self-employment route, but they would be exposing themselves to liability. So I usually recommend that a small business owner look at the two entities, LLC, limited liability company, or the corporation. And you want to look at how your ownership structure is going to be. If you have multiple owners, then maybe you'd lean towards one. If you have maybe a foreign partner, you may lean towards another. If one of the partners might be another entity, you may not have a choice. You may have to lean towards the limited liability company.
Yeah.
So you have to look at what your unique situation is, and you act accordingly.
And there are tax considerations with the LLC versus a C-Corp as well, or
absolutely.
An S-Corp. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're visiting with Chris E. Tallis. He's the founder of Hedgerow Mergers and Acquisitions and currently a senior partner there and also a CPA. Business credit. What should small business owners know about using credit altogether and specifically establishing business credit?
Well, you know, establishing credit, whether it's for an individual and more importantly for a business, it will down the road start to give you a history so that you will have access to capital as you grow your business. And just like any other debt, of course, you want to control it and be very cautious with it. But debt does play a very important role in the growth of a business. And going the traditional route of speaking to a bank and seeing if they would consider giving you some sort of either line of credit or some sort of term loan would be important for you to be able to establish so that you can have the capital to be able to grow your business. You do want to also look at maybe a little more specifically at situations. Would the bank require a personal guarantee? Will the loan be secured or unsecured? And all these things bring about different situations at maybe higher rates of interest if they're unsecured, lower rates if they're secured. Personal guarantees may, at least in the early stages, give a bank a little more comfort. And maybe as your business begins to grow and you start to prove your successes, you might be able to have that released one day.
Do you recommend that a startup business owner consider their exit plan as they actually enter a business?
It's always a good idea to see if you can somehow envision an exit, because what it does is it helps you throughout your business plan,
and
it does kind of create your goals from the outset. And you may say, you know what, I want my business to be of this size. I'd like to be in this locale. These are the numbers that I'd like to be able to attain, because I know if I do all these three things, by year seven, I should be able to get an incredible multiple of my business, and that will be the source of my retirement.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good to plan for an exit.
We talked a little bit about getting outside the box in terms of capital structure. I'm curious, do you have any advice for those that are considering going the family financing or family members as partners? Do you have any special considerations or advice for those?
Well, sometimes you want to see what the relationship is that you have with these family members, and it may be that they may be a financial partner, but you may structure it in a way where you do not want them to have any sort of decision making power. So what you may do is, if you form a corporation, you may be able to create a second level of stock, and what that second level of stock will allow them is they would have certain preference over other creditors should the business ever fail, but at the same time, they do have an equity ownership interest, but they don't have that say that maybe you would like to retain that importance and that control and say, you know, I need to call the shots here at my business, and I would like you involved, and I do need your money, and I do want you to profit.
Yeah.
So perhaps, we can do this by being a little bit creative and setting a level of what they call preferred stock rather than common stock, which is the voting stock.
Sure. And that's a distinction I think that most entrepreneurs don't consider. It's kind of a one dimension for them going in, isn't it?
Absolutely. And part of the reason why your lawyers and accountants that early on when you choose them would be able to guide you through this.
No, that's a great distinction you've drawn there. Tell us a little bit about your activities right now and what you're involved with, what you're spending most of your energy on.
Well, I'm a CPA by trade, so I own a small accounting firm. I help small businesses, but at the same time, I do own this consulting company called Hedgerow Mergers and Acquisitions. What that firm basically does is it helps companies raise capital should it be required, and also help them buy and sell companies. It may be a company that they'd like to buy to grow, or maybe that exit that we discussed, that maybe the owner's ready to capitalize on his years of hard work and time to sell. And it's important that you work with a professional and someone that understands how important that is.
Yeah, so Hedgerow is all about putting all of that into a context for a business, the acquirer or the acquiree then?
Correct.
Yeah. The website I should mention is www.hedgerowma.com. Chris, thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a good morning.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America.
Small Biz.
Small Biz Central.